Hi everybody and welcome to the Next Steps video.
Great to see you all.
Great to see you too.
When we are working through the Living Life God's Way workbook, how do we begin to answer some of the questions at a level that is going to produce fruit in our lives?
Good question.
That's a great question. Did you want to start?
Okay. Well, that's a good question because that means you're looking to answer the questions from the workbook, which is fantastic. What I do, and I know David does the same thing, is we set aside time to do this. So I think the most important thing you need to do first is to actually plan to answer the questions from the notebook. So setting apart that time, I think, is the first key step in doing that.
What I do is I also read the questions before I listen to the audio, because then I'm listening for revelation.
Yeah.
And if you do that at the start, then by the time you've listened to it multiple times, you would have actually got the answers if you take a couple of weeks to do the work. So
yeah, that's really good. And probably another thing that we do too, or I certainly do with my girls, is even their adult daughters, but I still check in with them and we talk through the questions as part of our check-in that we do with our SLJ every month. So having those questions in the forefront of your mind, being able to talk through them with somebody else usually brings a whole other level of Holy Spirit revelation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I think that's really important, but really great question.
Great question.
Yeah.
One of the questions in the Living Life God's Way workbook is, into what relationships am I sowing and why? How do we practically answer this question?
Really great. That's another really great question. This means somebody who's asking these questions is actually looking at the workbook and trying to answer them. So that's fabulous. Do you want to give that a crack first?
Look, I think the core of that question is, how are we prioritizing our time? And how are we making sure we're investing in the most important things first? And like everybody on the call, I imagine you're fully occupied. Your day is completely full. And so now the question is, with the time you have, who are those relationships you need to sow in as the priority? Starting with your husband or your wife or your group, if you're part of a group, then into your family, then into your children. And then you look at, well, how much time do you have left over? And that's the hard part, because we don't want to make those choices. But the reality is we have a limited amount of time. And so I think for us, part of it is about every 6 to 12 months actually asking that question. Because certain times of the year, certain times of your life, you're going to have more time than less. And so maybe you can invest in more people. But you've got to be very clear about where you're spending your time, where you're investing your time, and that's where God's asked you to be.
Yeah, I think it's for us too, isn't it? You know, we've really gone ahead and taken what Dennis said about tending your garden, and we've really made that, we've really expanded on that for our family, and we've like mind mapped, and we, you know, we have a visual aid of who we're praying for and how we're praying for them, and that's something that we are constantly talking about with each other and, you know, adjusting, because, you know, some relationships are seasonal. We're not seasonal. Our children and their husbands aren't seasonal, and our grandchildren aren't seasonal. Though there may be times where we're investing more in a particular season, but those relationships don't shift out of our garden. But then there's other relationships that may have a little bit more of a seasonal impact on how we pray for them and how we prioritize our time for them. So this is something, a really great question, and one that you really want to give some time to. This isn't just something you can go, well, I've answered and it's done. You know, it's something that you'll be perpetually in this side of heaven.
Dennis speaks of a never again list. What is this, and why is it important for us to have one as disciples?
Okay.
I answered the last one.
Okay. So a never again list is a hugely important part of our strategic life journal. And I can't tell you how full mine is and how full ours is and how full our children's are, because it is such an important part of our growth and our maturity in Christ. And so every time we get a revelation, every time the Holy Spirit brings something to us to bring a level of transformation and change, out of a negative or fleshly or sinful moment that generally goes in our never again list. And interestingly, I was looking at the very early renditions of my SLJ a couple of weeks ago, and one of the very first things that I wrote in our SLJ, and it was
SLJ is
the Strategic Life Journal,
yep,
was back in June of 1999, and it was, I must begin to learn how to rush into conflict resolution, because never again am I going to allow conflict to rule me like it has done for most of my life. And I thought, wow, that was profound for me to go back and actually read that. So
yeah.
So the never again list is really important. It's a vital part of your SLJ and your journey and your discipleship with the Lord.
Yeah. For those that have been in the corporate world, you hear about lessons learned.
Mm.
These are the lessons that you've learned the hard way.
Mm.
And so a good one for me that I've written is, never again will I ignore what Natalie's saying when she perceives something's happening with the children or some friends.
Mm.
Never again will I dismiss it, because I've been caught where she's sensed something in the spirit. I've dismissed it or minimized it. Only to find out a few months later she was actually right. And if I would have acted, it would have actually saved a lot of pain and turmoil.
Mm.
So that's the type of never again.
Mm.
Now, hopefully I don't never do it again. But the reality is sometimes I have to keep going back to the list and looking at it. But that's what we do with the never again list.
Mm. And it's dynamic. It's, you are working in it. It is an, it's not just something you do and lock away and don't go back and touch. It's in the forefront of the work that the Lord is doing in you. And it's something to be added to. And just remember, it is dynamic. It's meant to be a live part of your relationship with Jesus.
How do we discern the 1 to 2 areas God is working on in our lives or in the lives of those we love, instead of getting caught up in the everything else that also needs to mature?
Stop it. Stop it.
Normally for me, the 1 or 2 things God's working on, Natalie's reminding me constantly, so I don't have to discern too well. I've got a personal discernment.
You cannot put that in. That could be true. What I was going to say was, I think the best way to figure out what those 1 or 2 things it are is pray first, of course. But, you know, sometimes if we're in a spiritual deception, you know, it stops us hearing from the Lord and it stops us hearing from the Holy Spirit. So the best way to secure what those things are is to really, you know, I ask David, I'll ask Bruce, I'll ask somebody else who's, can you see that in my life? I'll ask our kids, like, what do you see? I think this is where the Lord's working on me right now. Are you in agreement with me? Like, is this something that I really need to be working on? Or am I blindsided? Am I in a deception? Do I just not see what's really going on? And, you know, many times you just don't actually see what's going on. But the minute somebody brings something to you, there is that deep witness inside, you know, with the Holy Spirit. So for me, that's what I do.
Yeah. And to add to that, I think it's usually in multiple areas.
Yeah.
So usually whatever God's working on in your life will appear in 2 or 3 different places.
Mm.
So if he's working on forgiveness, there's probably 2 or 3 different relationships that all have a just reason for you not to forgive them, but that will be a sign that he's working.
Mm.
So again, talking to someone who can see the pattern is key.
Mm. And that's why we just can't, you know, I think the whole common thread here this morning is, we can't be an island. We can't operate outside of community. We need each other. You know, we need our husbands. We need our wives. We need our children. We need our, you know, spiritual mentors and people that we're in community with. So, yeah, don't, you won't get there on your own.
And we need to listen.
And we need to listen.
We need to ask for input, and then we need to listen and not justify.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks again, everybody, for your questions. I think this is really starting to produce life.
Yeah, wonderful.
You know, we know within our own family, in our own relationship, you know, we're not sleeping at night some nights because we're up pondering some of these questions that you know, we've got in the material. So we hope that that's what's happening with you too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, stay in it. Be dynamic with the Holy Spirit and dynamic with each other and put these questions everywhere you go. Like, be talking about them, be contemplating them. Stay in this.
Yes. Absolutely. We are talking about things that we might have planted 20, 30 years ago, not in condemnation, but is there something else we can learn? Is there something else we can add to our never again list? Is there some other revelation that we need to get?
Is there a level of freedom we haven't yet touched?
So, encourage you all.
God bless you. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.